Okay, let's get started. So we begin the ninth parak and delve into Pesach Sheni. So, you know, this is going to be a limud which we're going to be developing our view of Pesach Sheni over the course of the next few weeks in Mirsa Hashem. So this is definitely not going to cover everything about Pesach Sheni. The goal of the Chavura is going to be a basic introduction to Pesach Sheni. We're going to discuss Tame and Derech Rechoka, which comes up on Tzadi Beis Mebeis. Then we'll discuss the Machlokas Tanaim about the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. As we'll see, these two sugyas are very related, especially according to the Rambam. And then we'll end the Chabura with a few Ha'aros, interesting pieces, food for thought, as we continue delving into this limud. Okay. So, the basis for the link, where I said that we have this question about Tamei and Derech Rechoka, and we have the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And why are these two sugyas linked? What do they have to do with each other? So it is the way that the Rambam already reads our Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah tells us, Misha haya Tamei v'Derech Rechoka v'lo asa asa Rishon, yasa asa Sheni. Seems pretty straightforward. Someone who's Tamei, or he's on the road, so he didn't do the Rishon, he does the Sheni. Shagago nanas v'lo asa asa Rishon, yasa asa Sheni. Also straightforward. If he couldn't do it, he can't do it. So that's what the Pesach Sheni is there for. We may notice that the Mishnah does not say anything about the Mezid. Right? The Mishnah only mentions the Tamei Derech Rechoka Shogeg Onus. We have to go into the Gemara to all of a sudden see Mezid come up on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah has this very strange line. Imkein Lamanamar Tamei Oshahayab Derech Rechoka. Right? If anybody who's Onus a Shogeg is able to bring a Pesach Sheni, so why did the Chumash specify Darva b'nei Yisrael emor, ish ish ki yiye tamei lanefesh o b'derech rechoka lachem o deroseichem v'asa Pesach l'Hashem? Why does the Torah single those out? So, the Mishnah concludes and it says, she'elu peturin me'akares ve'elu chayavim be'akares. These are pater and these are chayav. Kasher pshat in the Mishnah is that the tamei and the derech rechoka, which were singled out in the Pasuk, have no kares, while the shogeg or the anus do have kares. Now, that kashup shot doesn't make any sense, because obviously if somebody is shagag or nanas and he couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, there's no way he's going to get kares for not bringing the Pesach Rishon. So what is the Mishnah talking about? So you look at the Rambam in the Beresh Mishnayos, and the Rambam reads the Mishnah as saying that the kares here is talking about Pesach Sheni. The reason why the Chumash singled out Tamei Lenefesh and Derech Rechoka is that in the event that they then are mazed on the Pesach Sheni, they will not have kares. Someone who is shogeg or nanas, you know, so one of the Rambam cases is, he was talking, there was a jackknifed camel on, you know, Kvish Echad, so you couldn't get into Yerushalayim, because we've all been there, where there's crazy traffic. The trip should have taken 15 minutes, and instead it took much, 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 much more. So obviously he's pater from Pesach Rishon, but if he then goes and brings the Pesach and refuses to bring the Pesach Sheni, so then there's going to be a chiyuv kares, as opposed to if he was tamei or b'derech rechoka and he then willfully does not bring the Pesach Sheni, then he's going to be pater. That is how the Rambam explains the Mishnah, and that is why the Chumash specified those two. Now, happens to be, you should just be aware, the Netziv in the Hemek Davar kind of has the opposite shot, actually. The Netziv suggests that the reason why the Torah, I don't remember if he said anything about the Tameh, but the Netziv says the reason why the Torah has to highlight the Derech Rechoka is that, not like the Rambam says, that the Derech Rechoka is a stronger Petur than everything else, but you would have had a Havamina that the Derech Rechoka is not a very impressive Petur. What do you mean you weren't nearby, and so you weren't able to bring the Parim Pesach? Book a hotel room, book an Airbnb, get on the road, plan a little bit in advance, and make sure you're there and in position to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So the Netziv suggests that that's why the Torah brings Derech Rechoka, but the Rambam, and definitely the Pshat in the Mishnah, is taking the polar opposite approach, that we have two groups of people who are not able to bring the Karban Pesach. The Tamei and Derech Rechoka, on the one hand, and the shogeg or anus, and if you look in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says nenas ba'ones achner. So the Rambam is aware that the tamei and the anus, the tamei and the derech rechoka, usually are in a state of anus. They were unable to do it, right? But the basis for the p'tur is not anus. The basis for the p'tur is this new idea of tame or derech rechok. Now, just one comment, and then we'll explore this idea of tame and derech rechok a little bit more in the Rambam, right? But if the Rambam is going to say this, so then he clearly must think that the Pesach Sheni is a totally separate Machayim, right? If the whole point is that there is kares for Anos and Shogeg if they're mazed on the Sheni, but there is no kares for Tameh and Derech Rechoka if they're mazed on the Sheni, so by definition, the Rambam is reading the Mishnah like the view of Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo, and it has the potential for an independent chiyuv kares. If you read the Mishnah like Rabbi Nasan, or you read the Mishnah like Rabbi Hananya ben Akavia, that the Pesach Sheni is not independent, but that the Pesach Sheni is either just a tashlumin or a tikkun, but in the event that somebody was shogeg or nanas on the Rishon, he would not have kares on the Sheni, then obviously you can't make this chiluk between tame and derech rechok on the one hand and shogeg and anus on the other hand, right? So already the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah, the way he elevates the importance of tame and derech rechokah, must assume, like the view of Rebbe, that there is this independent status of the tame and the derech rechokah. At the same time, even as the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah, we have to separate the Pesach Rishon from the Pesach Sheni. We're also, by definition, linking them. Because what is the p'tur of Tameh and Derech Rechoka in the event that they were not able to bring the Pesach Rishon, they will still be pater from Pesach Sheni. Why on earth should that be? If they're completely separate mitzvos, then why should the status of these people in Nisan affect their status in Iyar? It can't be. The only way that you can say that the Tameh and the Derech Rechoka in Nisan will have a p'tur kares in Iyar is if you think that there is a connection between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So already from the Pshat in the Mishnah and the way the Rambam understands it in the Perashat Shnai Sefer Mitzvos and Yad HaChazaka is that we see that there is this nuanced and complicated relationship between the two Pesachim, independent status on the one hand, so there's a potential for its own Chiyuv Kares, but there still is a relationship, and that's why the Tameh and the Derech Rechoka will be Pater in Iyar even though they did it b'mezid. Okay, now, you know, as you look through the rest of just Perek Hay in the Rambam, and you notice that this is not just a one-off moment, that the Rambam thinks that there's this really interesting tour for Tameh and Derech Rechoka, that in the event that they could not bring the Pesach Rishon, they will be pater from Kares if they do not bring the Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam's view seems to be pretty clearly that there's a, you know, the Anus has a classic p'tur. We're not going to blame him for not being able to bring the Karban Pesach, as opposed to the Tameh and the Derech Rechoka, who the Torah is mafkia from the Pesach Rishon. Right? The obligation to bring the Pesach Rishon didn't apply to them at all. The Torah explicitly said that they're not included in Pesach Rishon, and the Rambam explains in the Perashat Mishnayos that since they were not included bichlal in Pesach Rishon, since the Torah only explicitly referenced kares for Pesach Rishon, anyone who is totally mufka from Pesach Rishon cannot get kares for Pesach Sheni. Right, so that's the idea the Rambam seems to have over here. Tameh Meis and Derech Rechoka. It's not just that they're pater; it's that they are hufka. Right? So we'll get to Gershon Eskayer at the end of Mirza Hashem. That's one of the closing ha'aras. The Minchas Chinuch and the Dvar Shmuel are going to talk about the Gershon Eskayer. Now it's important for us to appreciate, even as we're saying that they are hufka from Pesach Rishon. Right, they're still going to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. It's just that when it comes to Pesach Rishon, they had no chiyuv whatsoever. So let's give five real examples of how we see the Rambam treat Tameh and Derech Rechoka, not just as specific examples of Ptur Anos, but as an independent chalos with independent dinim. And by the way, who argues with the Rambam? The Ravid, Right? The Ravid totally rejects the premise that there'd be a kares difference between Tambe Derech HaChoka versus other people. He seems to say they're exact same. Maishna, Maishna Tambe Derech HaChoka, Meshogeg Onan Aspiration Hezebashin. Right? The Ravid seems to treat them as totally the same. The truth is, shot in the Gemara on Sa'adi Beis and Mebeis is to equate them. When Rav Ashi comes along and Rav Ashi says the way to read the Mishnah is that it's actually Tame Derech HaChoka Shogeg Ananas on the one hand versus the invisible people, the Onin and the Mezid on the other, seems like, right, that's equating them, calling just Tame Derech HaChoka examples of Anas, but the Rambam doesn't think that, right? Five proofs. Number one, we just said the discrepancy of Kares. Number two, you know, if the opening halachos here, we have to read very carefully. There are a lot of really interesting diukim here. But just off the bat, how does the Rambam introduce Pesach Sheni? So he says, "Misha hayatame b'shas shchitas haPesach shein shochten alav." Right? He had a tuma which prevents us from shechting it on his behalf. Right? The Rambam thinks that if he had tuma tmei sheretz, you could go ahead. So if he had a tuma which prevented you from shechting it for him, o shahaya b'derech rechoka. So why did the Rambam need to tell me if he was a Tameh or a Derech Rechoka or he had another Anas or a Shogeg? If all you need to know is the Dinim, just tell me if somebody was unable to bring a Pesach Rishon, the Rambam should have said, Misha Haya Anus O Shogeg, should bring a Pesach Sheni. Why does the Rambam have to begin with Tame and Derech Rechoka? It's clear that for the Rambam, these are separate categories. And they're going to have in common that they bring the Pesach Sheni, but he introduces the Karban Pesach, right? Like the paradigmatic Pesach Sheni is being brought for the Tame and the Derech Rechoka, which are the people which are mentioned in the Pasuk, and you know, that's the people who asked the Shaila to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's number two. Number three is the Rambam in Halacha Tess in Parakeh when he defines Derech Rechoka, and we'll get into this a lot more when we get to Tzadi Gimel of Beis, it's the next sugya. But the Rambam has a fascinating definition of Derech Rechoka. The Gemara, there's a machloka, the Gemara's going to have a machlokas if Derech Rechoka is defined as Shashchita or Shasachila, which makes a lot of sense on both sides, given everything we've seen about the importance of achila. So if the guy can make it in time to eat the Karban Pesach, even though he couldn't be in the Beis HaMikdash to bring it, itachein that he'd have to bring one. But the Rambam is machadish that we are not arguing about could you make it in time to shach the Pesach, but rather it's, are you there, could you make it to the Beis HaMikdash in time for the beginning of the Sha'ash Shechita? Can he make it there by chatzos? It's another example of how the Rambam seems to pretty consistently really play up the importance of the zman of chatzos and the zman of yudalid b'nisan. But if somebody thought that Derech Rechoka was a p'tur anus, this would not make any sense at all. What? He's on the road, so he couldn't shech the Karban Pesach? Yes, he could. Just, he's going to be like me. I have time when I come to davening, and, you know, you get there a few minutes late. Like, what?
My personal witness to that.
Exactly. You know, I always say, someone had to be. Someone had to be in the Kasa Shlishis, right? Okay, so the Kasa Shlishis people, they're not anusim. You know, they had a long commute and there was a traffic jam. But the Rambam thinks that if you were not there at the if you couldn't make it by Chatzos, you have the status of Derech Rechoka. Right? So it's very, very clear that we're thinking about this as a chalos. And that this category of person is hufka from bringing the Pesach Sheni. The fourth proof is the our Gemara here on Tzadi Beis and Mebeis. When Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes have their machlokas, what happens if we bring the Karban Pesach on behalf of the person who was Biderech Rechoka? So Rav Nachman says, that's fine. You know, so he'll show up at night, he'll eat from the Karban Pesach, he called us up, he said, can you bring it on my behalf, I'll be there tonight. What's the problem? Why should there be a problem at all? It's very reasonable. probably kasher pshat. If you ask someone off the street, they'd paskin like Rav Nachman. You look at the Ramban, the Perash Ramban, and he paskins like Rav Nachman. He thinks that's the pshutel shem mikra. Rav Nachman makes a lot of sense. Derech rechoka just means we're not going to obligate him to bring a carbon pasach, but if they included him in the chabura, that would be okay. However, we know Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes thinks that if you bring the carbon pesach on behalf of the guys of Derech Rechoka, even if he shows up, it's not going to work for him. Why should that be? Why should that be? Well, the Rambam, not only is the Svara very clear, but the Lashon of the Rambam is very clear. The Svara is going to be, since this guy is Hufka from Pesach Rishon, even if you bring it on his behalf, it doesn't matter, because the Derech Rechoka is not a Ptur, it is a Hafka. He is not in the Pesach. The Torah explicitly mentioned this person as a category of individual who does not bring the Pesach Rishon. And if you look in the Rambam, especially in the Frankels, right, where they have, you know, whatever the Yemenite Mesorah was for how to divide the Halachos, there are two diukim which make it very, very clear that the Rambam thinks that this is two sides of the same coin. The Frankel breaks up Halacha Beis. And in the Frankel, Halacha Beis first talks about the Shogeg or the Anus or the Mezid who brings a Pesach Sheni. And then the Rambam says, break, should be a new Halacha, Avamisha Hayatame Abadar Chachoka Velo Esas Arishon, Avamisha Hizabisheni, Eno Chayav Karis. The Rambam's Chiddush, his read of the Mishnah, that the Derech Rechoka and the Tameh are Hufka from Pesach Rishon, and therefore even if they're Mezid on the Sheni, they get Kares. Asterisk, the Ravid on the star starts yelling. Continues the Rambam. Shekvar Niftar Pesach Rishon Min HaKares. Right? Torah is Mafkiyahim. Straight continuation. In the printed Rambams, you have Halacha Gimel, but in the Frankel, it just goes straight in, the exact same Halacha, and the Rambam says, Ooh! Mi Shahaya Derech Rechoka. And if the person was Derech Rechoka, he sticks in a vav over there. He's linking these two halachos. First he says, right, if he's mezid on the sheni, he's pater. And then he says, Umi shav Derech Rechoka b'shachta v'zarko alav es adam, af al pi shabala erev, lo hurtze v'chayev v'pesach sheni. Right? He's mufka, and therefore, if you bring it on his behalf, the psak of Rav Sheshes, it's not going to be effective, and he has to bring the pesach sheni. So the Rambam is black on white, putting these in as two sides of the same coin. The same way that he reads the Mishnah as being straight up Ptur Kares, even for Pesach Sheni, because of the Hafka of the Tamid Derech Rechoka, is the same exact reason why he paskins like Rav Sheshes, which at first glance is such a more counterintuitive pshat. According to the Rambam, it all makes a ton of sense. You know, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch is like kind of flabbergasted. I forget who he quotes. He quotes somebody who says that the Rambam is a huge chiddush. He says, you know, the guy, and we'll talk about the guy who gets on the horse, right? The guy who gets there faster than he should have. We've all had situations where we had to beat Waze. So the guy beats Waze. And so the Minchas Chinuch says, if I plug all the sheets of the Rambam together, I'll have a situation where the guy got on a horse. He got to the Beis HaMikdash by Chatzos. So he's mamish in the Azara. He's the first man in the door. They open for the Kat Rishon, and he's the first man in the door. And you're going to tell me that he can't bring Karm Besach because he's Derech Rechoka? The answer is yes. Yes, that's exactly what the Rambam was going to say. Mechatzinuch is like there's a Chiddush Gadol. Maybe it is. But that really highlights the view perfectly. This has nothing to do with Tur Anus. There's a Chalos, Shem Derech Rechoka, who is Mufka from the Karban Pesach Rishon. And just the last piece on this is, you know, the Gemara here is not really focusing so much on Tameh. This was the Gemara's, I think, in the end of the 8th Parak. But the Rambam in Parak Vav, Halacha Beis, has a double whammy of a Chiddush about who is the Tameh, who does not bring the, who's going to be Nidcha le Pesach Sheni. The Rambam says, he has to be, if someone is Tmei Meis B'Shvi Shalo, right? So tonight he'll be able to eat Kachur. But Tmei Meis B'Shvi Shalo, the Rambam thinks, is not able to join for the Karban Pesach. If you look in Rav Hirsch's Perash on the Chumash, so he assumes there that the Pashtus is that the view that Tmei Meis B'Shvi cannot bring the Pesach Rishon is the same view that Tmei Sheretz cannot bring the Pesach Rishon. And the idea is, we don't focus on the status of the Tameh B'Sha'as Achila. we focus on the status of the Tamei Bashas Shechita.
Tosfos,
the same. That's right. Tosfos, the same Hashva over here. Yes, right, exactly. Now, the Rambam, though, breaks them up. The Rambam paskins that Tamei Sharetz, Shoch de Vizork and Al Tamei Sharetz, but not for Tamei Meis B'Shvi Yishalo. And the Rambam actually says that this was the Shaila that, whoever it was, Mishal and Al-Tzafan, brought to Moshe and Aaron. We are going to be Tahor tonight. So if we're Tamei Meis B'Shvi'i, can we bring the Karban Pesach? And the answer to them was no. But not because Tamei Sheretz can't bring, but because they have Chalos Tamei Meis. And there's a perfect analogy. Just like we could have the Derech Rechoka, who is not Anus, but the Chalos of Derech Rechoka is Hufka from Pesach Rishon. So too, the Rambam seems to say for Tmei Meis B'Shvi Yishalo, and the Rambam is more specific because he says it's only Tmei Meis who has Tuma that the Nazir would be Megaleach Alav. So it's a very, very specific category.
And then, if he was Zav on the third day, then he missed the second one, the Mezid, he would be fed first? Because the Torah is only by Tmei Meis?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which was, right, Tami lenefesh, ish ki yet tami lenefesh, o b'derech rechoka, right? Those are the two categories that the Torah is creating with that pasuk, 100%. Okay, now not going to spend a while on how to be miyashiv the Rambam with the Gemara. I'm not so sure that you totally need to. But there's two things on the achronim. Number one, the or sameach just brings like a blitz of Brysos and Yerushalmi's, what Rosenzweig likes to call the global evidence. He says, happens to be there's a whole bunch of lines in the Tanoim that make a lot more sense according to the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah. So basically, he says, the Rambam looked at all the evidence, and based on that, he decided to paskin against Rav Ashi, right? Again, Rav Ashi, who read the Mishnah as putting Shogeg, Anus, Tamei Meis, and Derech Rechoka on the same side, and then saying that the Mishnah is contrasting them with Onin and Mezid. So no, the Rambam is just is passing against Rav Ashi because he has all this other evidence. Okay, the Lacha Mishnah, and then in the Sefer Likutim in the back of the Frankels, they quote the Birkas HaZevach, who says a little bit differently. Right, and this goes back to the point we made at the very beginning of the Chabura, right? That the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah only makes sense according to Shitas Rebbe. If you think that there is no kares for anybody who is Shagag or Anus on Pesach Rishon, then you can't say the whole chap of the Mishnah is that the Tamei and the Derech Rechoka have a Ptur Kares on Pesach Sheni. Everyone has a Ptur Kares on Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam's read of the Mishnah is only viable according to Rebbe. So the Lacha Mishnah, the Merkas HaZevach, both suggest that the Ravashi was just trying to explain how you could read the Mishnah Lekulei Alma. La'olam Ravashi is going to agree with Rebbe. And once we agree with Rebbe, we can go back to the Rambam's Kasher Pshat read of the Mishnah. But if you want to read the Mishnah Lekulei Alma, then you have to have the suggestion of Ravashi. The Birkas HaZevach even suggests that the Rambam was moved to Paskin like Rebbe because that gives you such a simpler read of the Mishnah, right? So that really underscores the link between the sugya of Tamei Derech Rechoka and the sugya of Pesach Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmo. According to the Birkas HaZevach, it is the way the Rambam understood the nature of Ptur, Tamei, and Derech Rechoka, which pushed him to Paskin like Rebbe. Okay, so now let's shift gears and move from Derech Rechoka and Tamei to focus on the question of Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, Regel B'Nei Atzmo, something else. Right? We've already seen that according to the Rambam, we emerge from the Mishnah by saying that it's a complicated relationship. On the one hand, we see the link because the Tamei and the Derech Rechoka are going to be potter even from Kares and Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, we see the independence because he has to think that the Shogeg and the Anus are going to be Chaya for Pesach Sheni. So let's flesh this out. And I think way to do it best is by highlighting a couple of extreme suggestions that we find in the Mefarshim. On the one hand, if you open up the Rav Yochanan Peschel Perlau, so he has 20 pages on Pesach Sheni, And it begins with, like, great stuff. It begins by asking, it says, why is there a second mitzvah? The Rambam and all the Moneh HaMitzvos counted at least a mitzvah for Pesach Sheni. Okay, talk about some of the details in a minute. But L'kuli Alma, there is a separate mitzvah for Pesach Sheni. Yeah, why should that be? If it's the same as Pesach Rishon, just if you couldn't bring on Nisan, you bring an Iyar, so why is there a separate mitzvah? It should just be one mitzvah with a prat. That's the question that the Gripap asks at the beginning of his whole essay on Pesach Sheni. There should just be one mitzvah. On the other hand, in the back and forth between Rav Daniel HaBavli and Rav Avraham ben Harambam, so Rav Daniel HaBavli, he gets very enthusiastic, and he says, according to the Rambam, who said, Regel b'fnei atzmo means that Pesach Sheni is an independent mechayev. And therefore, that's why the Rambam thought that it's a separate mitzvah. Well, if it's independent, so the din should be, you bring two sheep. Everyone should bring a sheep in Nisan, and everyone should bring a sheep in Iyar. I mean, Manavshach, what is this intermediate position where we're saying there's a separate mitzvah, but it's contingent on what happens with Pesach Rishon? Gripap is saying, should be just one mitzvah. Daniel Bavli is saying, should be two mitzvahs with two sheep. So how exactly can we flesh this out? And we'll focus on how the Rambam seems to tackle this challenge. So we know that the Brice on Sadi Gimel Bar Aleph tells us a three-way machlokes in the Tanoim. Rebbe is of the opinion that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo. Rebbe Nassan is of the opinion that it is tashlumin derishon. It's coming to make up for someone who didn't bring the Rishon. And Rav Chanani ben Akavya says it is takanta derishon. It's coming to repair for the Pesach Rishon. What are those differences exactly? So the Gemara gives us two nafkaminas. One is the ger, shenis gayer, and the katan shehigdil between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. According to Rebbe, who thinks that Pesach Sheni is independent, it's a regel bifnei atzmo, so then the katan and the ger are going to be chayev to bring a Pesach Sheni, because it's a new din. According to Rabbi Nassan, who thinks it's just a tashlumin, according to Rabbi Chananya, who thinks that it's a tikkun, so it's totally subsidiary to the Pesach Rishon. Anybody who wasn't there for Pesach Rishon is not going to be there for Pesach Sheni. The second nafkamina that the Gemara gave us was Chiyuv Kares. According to Rebbe, since it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, somebody who did not bring the Pesach Rishon, he was, so if he is mazed on the Sheni, he's going to get kares. Pesach Sheni has the potential to create its own chiyuv kares. You know, we know that the Rambam said it was kind of complicated because of the story of Tamei Derech Rechoka, but there is an independent mechayev of kares for Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe, and according to Rebbe Nassan, so they're... Right, according to Rabbi Nassan, there's no chiyuv kares. So, if the guy was shagag or anus on the Rishon, and then he's mezid on the Sheni, it's going to be good to go. According to Rabbi Chananya, in order to have kares, you need to be mezid on both the Rishon and the Sheni. Since it's a tikkun, so we give him a second crack at the bat. And if he fouls the ball on the second pitch, so that's okay. So according to Chanani, even if he's mazed on the Rishon and he's shogig or nenas on the Sheni, so Chanani says you're not going to have a chiyuv kares. Right? So just again, just to get it clear, for Rebbe Pesach Sheni, so regardless of his story, if he was shagag or anus in Rishon and he's mazed in Sheni, that's going to create its own chiyuv kares. According to Rabbi Nassan, who says it's a tashlumin, so if he's shagag or anus on the first one, and mazed on the second one, he's not going to have kares. But if he was mazed on the first and shagag on the second one, he will have kares. And according to Chananya, you're never going to have kares unless you were mazed on both rounds. Okay, so the way the Rambam understands this machlokas, and the Sefer Mitzvahs he tells us, he says this is a super fundamental machlokas, right? two polar opposite views of the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. According to Rabbi Hananya, seemingly, according to Rabbi Nassan, presumably according to Rabbi Hananya, the Rambam says, I would have counted one mitzvah of Karban Pesach. There's one mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and then if you don't bring it, so you have either a tikkun or you have a hashlam. However, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Regel b'fnei atzmo, he thinks it's a separate din and it's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says, I am paskening that I am counting a new mitzvah of Pesach Sheni because I pasken like Rebbe. So that's the third nafka mina, happens to be that the Rambam is giving for this whole machlokas. Would we count a separate mitzvah or not? So according to Rebbe, it's an independent din, right? But as we've already begun to see, it's not going to be totally independent, and we've got to flesh that out. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, who seems to take this very seriously, because he goes out of his way to explain in the Yad, and the Rambam does not do that all the time. He has to explain in the Yad that the Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo. He seems to like that line of the Gemara. He quotes it, and he says lefichach chayavin alav kares. And the Rambam also includes an additional nafkamina, which is that it's Docha Shabbos. The Rambam says the reason why Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos is because it's a regel bifnei atzmo. It sounds like he thinks that if it was just subsidiary, that would not be Docha Shabbos. And that's really interesting because it sounds like the Rambam, by virtue of saying it's a regel bifnei atzmo, seems to be giving greater significance to the Zman itself of Yud Dalid Be'iyah. Right, you're going to have 2 days, and both these days are going to be Docha Shabbos. This is something for us to think about. I don't have so much for this now, but it seems like a very important issue. What exactly is the status of Yud Dal Be'iyah? So just one piece to highlight the question, the Minchas Chinuch, the very first topic that he has in his discussion of Pesach Sheni, is he quotes the Balei Tosos, who are in Shur, and the Mishnah Malach, who is in Shur, when does one shech the Pesach Sheni? We know it's the Ben Arbayim, but is it going to be after the Tamid? Just like the Pesach Rishon, or before. He's not sure. Well, the more we think that there's a real chalos to Yud Dalid B'Iyar, and it's really parallel to Yud Dalid B'Nisan, and the more we think, like the Rambam seemed to, that there was a whole status of the day, of the afternoon, of Yud Dalid Bein Harbayim, right? Potentially its own Kedusha, its own Isser Malacha, and that could be what justified why we wanted to have this Zman after all the Tmidim are brought when we bring the Pesach Rishon. So if we're really enhancing the Zman, maybe we'll say it's Docha Shabbos, and you're gonna bring the Karbanos even after, or maybe specifically after, the Tamid shall be in Harbayim. Okay, so the Rambam is very, very clear in the basic level. The way to translate Rebbe, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, means it's an independent time. Now, you look at Rav Daniel Lebavli, and it's very important, very, very important for us to understand that there is a totally different model for understanding the view of Rebbe. That's really unbelievable. He says, Regel Bifnei Atzmo does not mean it is an independent mitzvah, an independent din. He says, that's not what it means at all. Regel Bifnei Atzmo means it's like an equal citizen. There are two times, two opportunities that one could have to bring a Karban Pesach. The first shift is going to be Yud Dalid B'Nisan, and the second shift is going to be Yud Dalid B'Iyar. It's like one long Zman. So he says that's the reason why Rebbe thinks that there's really not such a huge gap between Rebbe and the other Tanoim. Everyone thinks that there's a very, very strong link between Nisan and Iyar. Just according to Rebbe, see, these are two equal halves. So each half has the ability, if you are mazed on it, to have kares. The Rav Daniel Lebavli says the model for this is the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Tes, which the truth is the Gemara itself draws the link to this machlokas of a Pesach Sheni. So Karban Chagiga, right, is the reason why people know this halacha is because of the people who don't say Tachanun for a week after Shavuos. You have a whole week to bring your Karban Chagiga. Gemara brings machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia. How exactly does this week work? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole week is tashlumin derishon. Really, you're supposed to bring the chagiga on day one. In the event you bring it on day one, so you have 7 days to make it up. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you had a ger or you had a katan shehigdil in the middle of those 7 days, he's not going to bring a chagiga because it's all tashlumin derishon. Rabbi Yoshaya, though, says in the Gemara that, those 7 days are tashlumin zelazeh. And the idea is, there is a 7-day zman of bringing the chagiga. So if somebody becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of that zman, so it's rolling admissions, and now he's included, now he's going to be chayav. So the Rav Danila Bavli says that's exactly what Rebbe is saying. The reason why the katan and the ger are going to be chayav in Pesach Sheni is because you should think of this as one din with rolling admissions. So if you missed the moment of Yudala ben Nisan, but now he comes in in the middle of the chiyav. So, it's like the guy who walks into the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of Yudala ben Nisan. Now he walks in the middle of the Zman. He's going to be chayav, and if he doesn't bring it, he's going to have a chiyav kares. Just like, according to the Ravid, who really thought that the Derech Rechoka was an anus. So let's just use this as a model. If the guy walks into the Mikdash at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Yud Dal Ben Nisan, and he doesn't bring the Pesach, he's going to have a Chiyav Kares. We're not going to say, he missed the first 3 hours, so there's no Chiyav Kares. No, now he's here, now he's Chayav, he doesn't bring it, he has a Chiyav Kares. Rav Daniel Bavli's model is going to say, there's no real difference between the guy who shows up in the Mikdash at 3 in the afternoon, and the guy who is now, who shows up between Nisan and Iyar. It's one rolling Zman, one rolling Din, and therefore you're going to have kares, but you shouldn't be using that to explain why it's a separate mitzvah. All right, so we have just two completely different models for how to understand this line of regel b'fnei atzmo. Now, Rav Avraham and Rambam goes after Rav Danila Bavli, and he says, my good friend Rav Danila Bavli, the Gemara and Chagiga said, even according to Rabbi Yoshia, said it's the Chagiga is tashlumin zelazeh. He says, Rabbi Nasi said it's not tashlumin, it's regel b'fnei atzmo. So you have three models. You have Rabbi Yochanan's model of tashlumin derishon, which is like Rabbi Nassan. You have Rabbi Yoshia's model of tashlumin zelazeh. There's no parallel to that in Karban Pesach. And then you have regel b'fnei atzmo, which means that they're independent. And he says, you want to know what regel b'fnei atzmo means? Go look at Shmini Atzeres. Go look at Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara calls Pezer Kesheb. The Rur is regel b'fnei atzmo, whatever exactly that means. And I should put this on the Mar Makomos to look at the Ramban and Sukkah, who really talks about this for us. Maybe we should do that after the Chabura. So Rav Ram says, it's not tashlumin. How could you compare them? Now, if you look, both models have what to argue with. And the Gripap actually does a good job of pointing out tainis you could have on both Rav and Ramam's model and Rav Danila Bavli's model. He says, for Rav Danil HaBavli, there's no separate pasuk about Chagiga b'yom beis, Chagiga b'yom gimel. There's like one din of Chagiga, right? And then you have 7 days to bring it. But for Rav Danil HaBavli to compare that to Pesach Sheni, when literally it's called Pesach Sheni, right? And we have the Parsha Pesach Rishon in Bo, and the Parsha of Pesach Sheni in Baloscha, the Torah treats them as two separate dinim, two separate mitzvos. For him to so casually compare them, Gripap says, that's a big chiddush on the side of Rav Daniel HaBavli. Then he says on the flip side, it goes after Rav Ben Rambam. He says, Rav Ben Rambam, two things with the model he's drawing between Shmini Atzeres and Pesach Sheni. First of all, this whole line of attack he had on Rav Daniel HaBavli, when he said, the Gemara Chagiga said Tashlumin. Tashlumin, how could you call it, how can you call Rebbe Tashlumin? How can you compare it to Rebbe Oshia? It's not Tashlumin. Rebbe Oshia was Tashlumin. He's Rav Ben Yatzmo. So he says, that's a red herring. Tashlumin doesn't have to mean makeup. All he means is that it's one din. So just because they're using different words, don't get so wrapped up in the word Tashlumin. And he says, you're going to, and not be so impressed. He says, look at the Yerushalmi. The Shin Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yoshia is quoted as saying, Kol Shiva Chova. Kol Shiva Chova, Chagiga is a 7-day obligation. That's how Rabbi Yoshia is quoted in the Tosefta. So he says, don't get so wrapped up in this word, Tashlumin. Don't get so wrapped up in this word Tashlumin. It doesn't really mean what Rav Avraham is saying. It doesn't have to mean makeup. Doesn't he make up? And you see it from the Yerushalmi. And then the second point he says, going after Rav and Rambam, is he says the model for Shmi Atzeres is a Chiddush also, because Shmi Atzeres, you're going to observe Shmi Atzeres regardless of Sukkos, right? You have mitzvah of 7 days of Sukkos, and then a separate day of Shmini Atzeres. But that's the whole challenge of Pesach Sheni, is that the whole din is contingent on what happens with Pesach Rishon. Someone who brings a Pesach Rishon is not bringing a Pesach Sheni. Somebody who celebrates Sukkos, he better be celebrating Shmini Atzeres. So these two models for Regel B'fnei Atzmo, you know, Chagiga Tashlum and Zelazah on the one hand, from Danilo Bavli, and Shmini Atzeres, Regel B'fnei Atzmo, it's just really interesting to see how, on the one hand, they could be used for Pesach Sheni, but the Chiddush they have to have on each side.
But okay.
So, I mean, that goes back to what exactly the resh means in Regel B'fnei Atzmo. And I think that's what the Ramban talks about in Sukkah.
That deals with this issue. But then, that's part of the question. It's true, you only bring one Chagiga, but when the resh in Regel B'fnei Atzmo means something else.
Yeah.
Tosa says it has to do with the Chiyuv Lina for the carbon that you bring on. So
it's a huge fight.
But the point is that you're calling it a regel b'fnei atzmo. That's the point. Whatever that nafka mina was, it's distinct for that identity. It's true, you could bring the but that's not the reference point.
All he uses it for is to say, kashem shehashmini nivdal b'chovasav.
Exactly.
So it sounds like he's just saying you have a separate... You know, it's a separate day. It's a separate yontif. It's a separate yontif, exactly. But we'll look at the Ramban Ruth and Sukkah. Yeah.
Does he argue with Rambam about coming there to Kuba? Would they have first the second the Mizr? From Ramban Ruth and
Bubba? According to Rebbe, meaning?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a betting man, you'd say he would disagree with him, because that was just a separate chiddush of the Rambam.
What you said over was that there's two chances to do it. And
he also, I mean, Rav Danilo Bavli himself does not pass him like Rebbe. Right? That's a whole other issue over here. Danilo Bavli says, and we'll talk about this at the end, but he says, I have Rebbe against Chaverov. So why do I paskin like Rebbe? The Ravid also, right? The Ravid doesn't want to paskin like Rebbe. They said before, if you don't paskin like Rebbe, then this whole view of the Ram doesn't get off the ground. So I don't remember him making a big deal about that point, but him personally, he would reject it. He would reject it. Okay. So, right, we've built up until now, so we have this, this major fundamental machlokas, how to understand Rebbe between, you know, the Rambam and his son versus Rav Danilo Bavli. Do we think of Regel B'fnei Atzmo as an independent din, an independent mitzvah, an independent chiyuv kares, independent dechias Shabbos, or one rolling zman? The trick is that even as the Rambam thinks that it's a Regel B'fnei Atzmo and it's an independent din, he needs to think that there is a link. Right, these mitzvos are clearly linked. I'll just mention three pieces where the Rambam himself links them before we get to really what's the most obvious reason why you have to say that they're linked. One we've already mentioned, the Ptur for Tamei and Derech Rechoka. As we said, the fact that the Rambam thinks that the Tamei and the Derech Rechoka and the Rishon are Patur Mikaris and the Sheni demonstrates that he thinks that these are not totally separate, there is a link between them. Right, number two, so what is the story with somebody who was mazed berishon vehikriv besheni? So the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam thinks that if the guy was mazed on the Rishon, so he can't save himself from kares and the sheni. The Ripah points out that really makes sense if you think that these are separate dinim. These are separate dinim. So just like if he was, the mazed on the sheni as a chiv kares, so mazed on the Rishon, you have chiv kares. and we go home. That's it. However, we know that the Rambam, once he gets to the Yad HaChazaka, and the Rambam quotes this when Vinila Bavli is complaining, he stands down on that point. And he thinks that even the Mezid in Pesach Rishon, if he brings the Pesach Sheni, will not have Karis. So clearly, the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni are linked to each other because the Rambam thinks Lamaskana, he can save himself from Karis if he brings the Sheni. Third piece, which I think the Rambam shows the connection between the two, and this is subtle. I wonder what do you guys think? Good morning. I think it might be very important. Is take a look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. When the Rambam introduces Karban Pesach.
Good morning.
Sure. So the Rambam tells us, Mitzvah Saseh Lishchot HaPesach Be'arba Asar L'Chodesh Nisan Achar Chatzos. Pesach Sheni, he tells us, Mishaya Tamei Derech Rechoka Nena Shagag HaReza Shochei Pesach Be'arba Asar Shal Chodesh HaSheni Bein Harbayim. You know, so the Rambam has Chodesh Nisan, but then Chodesh HaSheni. Why Chodesh HaSheni? Why not... Right. Chodesh Sheni, because that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. But why not use Lashon of the Pasuk for Chodesh HaRishon? Right. Sounds like the Rambam is telling us that this is linked to the Pesach Rishon. Right. This is the month right after you brought the Pesach Rishon. Right. It's subtle, but I think it's I think it's important. Right. So we have then three pieces here where the Rambam is connecting Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, despite the fact that he called it a regel bifnei atzmo. Now, what exactly is the idea over here? So, what there? It's connected, but it's separate. It's a separate mitzvah, but the kares can overlap, etc. What exactly is going on? So, I think the best way to say it, see, both Rav and Rambam and Rav Hirsch make this point, is that you have two mitzvos, but it's for two groups of people. That primarily, the Pesach Rishon is for all of Klal Yisrael, and the Pesach Sheni is a separate mitzvah for the people who couldn't bring the Rishon. Right? If you couldn't bring the Rishon, then you are nidcha to the Sheni. So it's baked in, right? It's a separate mitzvah. It is for the people who were not in Rishon. But the link is baked in, because you're only there, you know, if you got past Rishon. Rav Avman Rambam says this black and white. He says, Rav Daniel Bavli's idea that you should bring two sheep, he says this is Tos Gadol Maguna. This is not just a mistake, it's a disgusting mistake. Ki Iker Hachiev Barishon Tale B'Tahorim V'Ikaro B'Sheni Taloi B'Tmeyim. Now that word Ikaro, right, it's primarily, is doing a lot of work, as we'll talk about in a second. But that's what we seem to be thinking. And that is how the Rambam introduced the Pesach Sheni, right? It's the guys who couldn't bring the Rishon, so there's a separate mitzvah for them to bring the Sheni. Rav Hirsch talks about this in the, in Bamidbar. He fits it into everything he discussed about the whole idea of the Karban Pesach as a Karban of the Tzibur, and he talks about how, you know, the Machlokes before they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, on the one hand, you know, it's a din for the Tibur. So basically the Tibur brought. So we should tell these guys who come to Moshe and Aaron, sorry, the Tibur brought it. You missed your chance. Goodbye. Now, on the other hand, they're saying, no, the Tibur has to bring it. So everybody needs to be part of the Tibur. So just like the Tibur could be Dochatoma, so we are part of the Tibur. Our individual status should be Dochatoma. And the answer was, you're all wrong. On the one hand, the Tibur brings it in the Rishon. But it's so important to be attached to the Tzibur that we have Pesach Sheni, which is a separate mitzvah for people to attach themselves to the Tzibur. But Rav Hirsch points out that the Gemara in Daf Pei tells us probably the major point of linkage between the two Pesachim, Ish nidcha lePesach Sheni, ve'in Tzibur nidcha lePesach Sheni. If the whole community did not bring the Pesach Rishon, then nobody brings the Pesach Sheni. Right? If these were two mamish, completely separate mitzvos, this would not make any sense. So the way he explains it, I'll just quote the old school translation, because it's just, I think it's a very, very, very important point. So according to the way of, although according to the accepted way of taking it, Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo, nevertheless, it is subsidiary to the real, meaning the Pesach Rishon. And its character is impressed on it only through the real, only through the Pesach Rishon. It is, as already remarked, only for individuals who, by it, by the Pesach Sheni, attach themselves subsequently to the national offering, which the nation brought at the proper time and which they had missed. Ish nidcha, the ein tzibur nidcha, the Pesach Sheni. So the definition of Pesach Sheni, the definition of this regel bifnei atzmo, is this mitzvah is a tziruf to the tzibur for the people who didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. That is the definition of the mitzvah. It is to be mitzuraf to Pesach Rishon. And if that's true, right, that primarily this mitzvah is focused on those who could not, right, what did Rabbi Rama say? Iker hachiyuv bitzmeyim. So that explains the triple hierarchy we see in the Rambam if we read the Rambam carefully. As we said, the Rambam already made one difference between Tamei and Derech Rechoka on the one hand, and Shogeg and Anus on the other hand. But as you continue in the Rambam, it's clear that there is a third level as well. It's step level A, Tamei and Derech Rechoka. Level B, Shogeg and Anus. And then, who's level C? Level C is Mezid. Mezid, who, it seems, for the Rambam, brings the Pesach Sheni, but it's almost like on a technicality. The Pesach Sheni is not primarily addressed to the Mezid. It's there for the people who could not bring the Rishon. It happens to be, though, that once it exists, they're able to bring it. But the Ikar Mitzvah is not Namar to Mezidim. The Ikar Mitzvah is Namar to those who could not bring the Rishon. And you see that from the Rambam, first of all, in Halacha Aleph. When the Rambam tells us who brings the Pesach Sheni, he doesn't mention the Mezid at all. Right? He only mentions Tamei, Derech Rechoka, Nanas, or Shogeg, Harei Zeh Shochet Pesach Barabasar. Then you get to Halacha Beis, and the Rambam says, Ketzad, tell me the details. And again, he repeats himself. Misha Shaga go Nanas lehukir b'rishon, im Hezid lehukir b'sheni, chayv kareis. Im Shaga go Nanas, hapesheni pater. And only then, in the middle of Halacha Beis, does he finally get around to telling us, oh, by the way, Hezid lehukir b'rishon, harei zeh makariv b'sheni. Why wasn't that in Halacha Aleph? Why didn't the Rambam tell us? Right? Earlier we asked, the Rambam should have said, Misha Shaga go Nanas. Right? And he shouldn't have mentioned Tamei Derech Rechoka at all. Now we can revise. What should the Rambam have said? She said, "Mi shelo hikriv Pesach Rishon, yakir Pesach Sheni." Period. Why does he have to have 15 lines in Alcha Aleph and Alcha Beis with Tamei, Derech Rechoka, Shogeg, Anus? Oh, by the way, the Mezid. It's because the Rambam is telling us that primarily this mitzvah was not namar to the Mezid. There is a separate mitzvah for the Tmeim, right? Udeime. Once that exists, once that opportunity for those who miss the tzibur to rejoin the tzibur exists, so then the mezid can also get in on that. But it was never primarily ne'amar to him. Right? We know the second major piece about this, how the Rambam is not a fan of the mezid, is that in the Sefer Mitzvos, he told us that the mezid and Rishon gets kares for the Sheni. Now, he had to stand down on that. And it's interesting to wonder why he had to stand down on that. I think there are three possibilities. I'll say two right now, and I'll say one in a second. Rav Avin Rambam says he had to stand down on that because of basically the kashas that Ardina Bavli brought from the Gemara. This is such a big chiddush that according to Rebbe, the mezid on the Rishon can't save himself from the Sheni. So Ardina Bavli is like, the Gemara should have mentioned it. Okay, so textual problems. Rav the Gripap says there's a conceptual problem. What was it again? I remember. Yeah, right. He says the Rambam was so impressed, all going back to that Mishnah. The Rambam was so impressed by the Mishnah and the link the Mishnah had between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni because the Tamei and the Derech Rechoka were pater from Kares and the Sheni. So if you really thought that the Tamei Derech Rechoka underscored a link between Rishon and Sheni, so then he had to come around and say that the Mezid could save himself from Kares with the Sheni, because he couldn't deny the link. But we see clearly the Rambam didn't want to read the Gemara that way. And even his formulation in the Mishnah Torah itself is like a very begrudging and like indirect, that's what I'm looking for. Very indirect psak of the din.
It's kind of like a throwaway.
Yeah. And the Rambam doesn't even say, you know, hizid velo, that he's potter from Karis. He says, hizid lohikr barishon hareza makr of Besheni. Vim lohikr Besheni abi shagre zachayev Karis, lohikr of carbon Hashem moadav hayamezid. So if he doesn't bring the Sheni, he gets Karis. So you have to be medayik. Ah, if he doesn't bring the Sheni, he gets Karis. If he did bring the Sheni, he doesn't get Karis. But you have to dig. The Rambam is like, he's not going to tell you the psak. It all seems to come back to the fact that the Rambam thinks that the Mesach Sheni is primarily, right, it is a separate mitzvah, namar to those who couldn't make the Rishon. And that's why these mitzvahs are linked, but they're also separate.
So, if I'm understanding you correctly, the way then to take that the next step is that the only reason why you single out Tamei Derech Rechoka as categorically different is because the Pesukim identify them as categorically different. But the truth is, conceptually, that every onus, the guy is an onus, he couldn't be part of the tzibur, so you're going to give him a second chance. Is that the, or is there some fundamental reason that for some reason, tell me, their program, those guys are special as opposed to every other onus?
I mean, they're different in that they Alpi Din couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon.
That's what I'm saying.
So, saying who is the mitzvah addressed to? I still owe you on Gary. I said we're gonna get to it.
Okay.
So we're still gonna get to it. Don't worry. It's on the list. We're gonna get there. Okay. Just one last piece on this, where we get to a couple of aros, right? So why did the Rambam change his mind? So the way that really Rav Avraham and Rambam, and the way that the Gripap are explaining the Rambam, he changed his mind on Mezid because he needed to bring Pesach Sheni closer to Pesach Rishon. Whether that was because of the Lashon of the Gemara, or whether that was because of Tamei Derech Rechoka, he couldn't have them be that independent from each other. And that was the change from the Havmir to the Maskana. Pesach Sheni came a little bit closer to Pesach Rishon. But I was also thinking, there's another reason why you might make this transition without changing the relationship. Why is there a Chiyuv Karis for Karban Pesach? For failure to bring it. So, is it a Onesh for a Maisa Aveira? Or is it a Totsah? Right? We suggested that the Karis could just be a natural Totsah because he failed to be together with the Tibur, Mitzvah of the Tibur, just like Bris Milah. Now, we can suggest that if that's the case, we can say, yeah, look, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are two separate mitzvahs. But since the whole point of Pesach Sheni is this is a separate chance to rejoin the Tibur, so by definition, if he joins the Tzibur in Pesach Sheni, that will save him from Karis. So you might still say, no, we didn't change on Mitzvah Aleph, Mitzvah Beis, Karban Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, but the Karis connection should be very strong, because the whole point of this mitzvah is, as Rav Hirsch said, to allow them to, what was the exact line he had, to join the Tzibur, attach themselves to the community. And so if he does that, Mela is going to save himself from Karis, even though he was mazed on the Rishon. Okay, so now
the counterbalance is the Rambam said the first time, which is that just because you want to have a second chance, it could be that the Rambam thought initially that in a if you deliberately remote the Asatsu of an Akron, so then you don't get a second chance. It's only for people who wanted the second chance and didn't have the opportunity.
You're saying the first part.
The Rambam still think.
Could be. The question is, well, then why is he bringing one though? Why is he bringing? Because it sounded like, unless you say that in the Sefer Mitzvot he thought that the Mezid doesn't bring a Sheni.
Either it doesn't bring a
Sheni. Bechlal, which is very difficult because the Gemara said he was.
Or he thought like Rashi that he would
make. So Septa says he brings.
And that it's adding insult to injury if you don't bring the second one.
Right. So the way that I'm explaining it here is that the Pesach Sheni was not addressed to the Mezid. But once the opportunity to rejoin the Tzibur exists for the Tamei Derech Rechoka Shagaganos, so Memela, the mazid can take advantage of that opportunity as well. If that's the whole basis for him being able to bring one in the first place, then I don't really see that way of thinking. But okay, I haven't seen someone talk about that, but I think that's important in terms of the cards. Yeah. I think so, because who are you joining? When you bring the Pesach Sheni, you're not joining the other Chevre who's bringing Pesach Sheni, right? You're joining the Tzibur. The whole institution of Pesach, the whole Chalos of Pesach Sheni. Once the Mitzvah is given, right, then anyone can take advantage of it. Okay, so just a few Ha'aros to close out. I think some of these are just short nuggets that are good to know, and some are important things to think about, but not totally related to the structure of the Chaburah so far. So far we talked about Tamei Derech Rechoka, and we talked about how the Rambam thinks that this is a separate Chalos with all the Nafkaminas from that, and we talked about the Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Is that rolling admissions, or is that something separate? And the Rambam, who has to say that it's separate, but also together, we had an explanation for that. So now a few points. Number one, just cool Abarbanel to know about. The Abarbanel has a line which I thought was really interesting. He says that Pesach Sheni is... It's ki ilu they're ma'abar the chodesh. He says yidal be'iar. It's as if they were as if they leap yeared Pesach Rishon, you know. It seems to like link these two zmanim. We'll come back to that in a second. Shitas Rashi. We didn't really talk about Rashi at all, and we didn't talk about Rabbi Nassan much in the Chaburah. Rashi says that according to Rabbi Nassan, who thought that the Pesach Sheni was Tashlumin to Rishon, so Rashi says black on white that if you were mazed in the Rishon, you're going to have Kares. The Rambam didn't think so, but Rashi does. He seems to think that Tashlumin means it's only for the people who are eligible. If you're mazed in Davening, there's no Tashlumin, so the same thing is true for Karban Pesach. And that was the Machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya. The truth is, it's pretty ridiculous in the Lashon of the Gemara. What would Hananya say? So Rabbi Nassan says it's a tashlumin de Rishon, but tikune le Rishon lo miskin le. So if you messed up the first time, it's not going to be fixed. Your kares will be there. And Rechani said no. Rechani said it's a tikkun to the Rishon. Okay. So. I don't think so. It sounds like it's only there, right? It's like it's almost like Rashi's Rabbi Nassan is how the Rambam would have loved the halacha to be, right? It is tashlumin. It is there for those who couldn't bring the Rishon, and that is it. And Rav Chaim says no, it's there for everyone. Now, the question is, what does Rashi think for Rebbe? Right? Does Rashi agree with the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos or the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka? Rebbe, who said Regel Bifnei Atzmo, so in the Sefer Mitzvos, so the Rambam said, well, since it's Regel Bifnei Atzmo, so if you're mazed in the Rishon, it's separate from the Sheni, and the Sheni can't save you. But in the Yad, the Rambam said, no, if you bring the Sheni, it's going to save you. So What would Rashi think? So the Rashash and the Tzlach argue about this. The Tzlach says that just like Rashi has Rabbi Nassan sticking the guy with Kares, he can't save himself with the Sheni, so too Rabbi can't save himself from Kares. And if as Tashlumin you can't save yourself, so surely as a totally independent mitzvah, you know, Pesach Sheni, which is separate, cannot erase Pesach Rishon. But the Rashash disagrees. The Rashash says, no, according to Rashi, it is only Rabbi Nassan. It is only the view of Tashlumin, which thinks that you cannot save yourself from Kares and Pesach Rishon. But according to Rebbe, that's Regel Bifnei Atzmo, you can. Now, why should that be? That doesn't really seem to make so much sense. It should be a Kal V'chomer. If they're independent mitzvos, if they're independent, how could bringing the Sheni save you from the Rishon, even as the Tashlumim on the Amar, that it's one mitzvah, thinks that you can't save yourself from the Rishon? So I think there are two ways we could explain that Havan and Rashi. Either say, like Rav Daniel Abavli, that the regel b'fnei atzmo really means it's one din. And once it's one din, then it's very easy for Rebbe to have a chi of kares for the guy who's mazed on the Rishon brings a sheni, even though, for Rebbe to save you from kares, even though Rebbe Nesson is not. Or, you know, going back to what we were talking about a second ago, and the Rambam, and who is this mitzvah addressed to? If it is really, really focused on the Rishon, and is a tashlum in the Rishon, so the scope of the mitzvah mitchilasa, even though it's connected to the Rishon, right, it only includes those who didn't bring the Rishon. So if you're mazed, you can't save yourself. But when we say it's a regel bifnei atzmo, it's a separate mitzvah, so that could open up the scope of the mitzvah, that could open it up to anybody to bring, and therefore Rashi could say that even though Rebbe thinks that the Pesach Sheni is a separate mitzvah, it will save you from kares, as opposed to Rabbi Nassan, who thought that it was one mitzvah, but it cannot save you from kares. Okay, just wanted to point that out. Couple more things. There's a wild view in the Tosefta that flips the Nafka Minas. According to the Tosefta, Rebbe, who says that the Ger and the Katan are Chayiv in Pesach Sheni, says you're Pater from Kares if you don't bring the Sheni. And Rabbi Nassan, who thinks that the Ger and the Katan are Pater from the Sheni, because it's Tashlum and the Rishon, thinks that you are Chayiv Kares if you don't bring the Sheni. If Shagag Barishon, the Hizid Bashani. Shagag Barishon, Hizid Bashani. Or Nanas Barishon, Shagag Hizid Bashani. So our Gemara said, if it's a regular Bifnei Atzmo, independent Machayev, then you have Kares. But if it's Tashlumin, the name Machayev was the Rishon, how can you get Kares for the Shani? That was our Gemara. The Tosefta, though, says the opposite. Somehow the Tosefta says, according to Rebbe, who thinks that it's independent, and therefore the Ger and the Katan are going to be Chayev and the Shani. But if you're a Shagag on Nanas, and then you're mazed in the Sheni, you don't get Kares. Very, 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 very surprising. Tosefta Kapshuta says, we love to change the Gersa, but we can't. All evidence points to this being the accurate Gersa. So he's stumped. I didn't look at Rav Romsky. I should look at Rav Chatzal Romsky, see if he has anything to say. The only thing I was thinking, maybe to explain this, would be to really get back into this Abarbanel idea, and say that the idea of the Pesach Sheni is that it's like we run the clock back to the first one. We're not gonna include the Ger and the Katan, because the din of Pesach Sheni, it's like if you missed Pesach Rishon, so you have a chance for a do-over. Right. Pesach Sheni is gonna come around, and we're gonna pretend that it was an Ibriyar. We're gonna pretend that we went back in time. So if we pretend that we went back in time, so anybody who was not in the Rishon is not going to be in the Sheni, because we're pretending we went back in time. But now it's once again Yudal B'Nisan. We were Ma'aber the Shana. So if you miss the Sheni, you're going to get Karis, because it's Ki'ilu, it's Yudal B'Nisan. That's the only thing I could think of. But if you guys have any suggestions, I would love to hear. Okay. A couple more short things. We'll talk about this more when we get to Katan. What's the status of Katan in Pesach Sheni? But Rav Shachter in Eretz Tzvi, I think in Simen Yud Os Zion, he quotes a Sifri which mentions Rebbe as a nafkamina for Ger, but not for Katan. And he quotes the Netziv, who says, "What's the Sifri thinking over here? Why would the Ger Shenes Gayer be Pater from Kares according to Rabbi Nassan, but the Katan Shehigdil be Chayev in Kares? If it's Tashlumin Derishon, he was a Katan. So why is he Chayev in Pesach Sheni?" So he quotes the Netziv, who says, "Ah, what does it mean Tashlumin? It's not Tashlumin for everybody who messed up, who didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. We have a new view," he says, "it's a third shita. It's a tashlumin for anybody who was in the Parsha of Pesach Rishon. And since the Katan is in the Parsha of Pesach Rishon, even though he wasn't chayiv in the Pesach Rishon, so now along comes the Pesach Sheni, and he's going to be chayiv. Masha'in came when it comes to the ger was mufka from the Pesach Rishon, and therefore the idea of Tashlumin is not going to apply to him at all. That's the view of the Sifri. And with that background, right, that chilek between the possibility of the chilek between the ger and the katan, and our wondering, are these people mufka from the chiyuv, or are they pater from the chiyuv? And we'll have to get to this when we get to ger and katan in depth. But we should just ask the question that Rav Noach has been asking this whole time. According to the Rambam, who said that the tame and the derech rechoka are mufka from Pesach Rishon, and therefore they are pater mikares from Pesach Sheni, so what is the din for ger and katan? Ger and katan, on the one hand, the Rambam paskined like Rebbe, so he said they are chayiv to bring the Pesach Sheni, but you don't get any indication one way or another in the Rambam if they get kares, if they don't. I thought that the pashtus in the Rambam was that they would have a chiyuv kares, because, you know, he said it's a regal b'fneyatzmo, the chiyuv kares, and then he said that the ger and the katan have the Pesach Sheni, so I would have thought, muskal rishon, that they have a chiyuv kares too. Regal b'fneyatzmo, they got to bring it. Mechas Chinuch learns that way. He says ger and katan, they have to bring the Pesach Sheni. But as you think about it, it's challenging, because we said if the whole basis was that anyone who's mufka from the Rishon doesn't bring the, is not chayiv and karis, the Sheni, so that should include ger and katan.
At least ger.
But the Dvar Shmuel points out that you go back to the source in the Parish of Mishnayos, and the way the Rambam said it there was that since these people are mufka from the kares of the Rishon, so they can't get kares for the Sheni. Right? So Dvar Shmuel thinks that that should include ger and katan. Right? Now, I thought exactly, you could make a chilek on this exact point between ger and katan. You could say 100%, just like the Sifri for Rabbi Nassan, so you could say the same thing for the Rambam with Rebbe, between ger and katan, say that the katan has a chiyuv. We see the katan is definitely a bar carbon pesach, as opposed to the ger. Therefore, the katan shehigdil would have a chiyuv kares if he blows the sheni b'mezid, but the ger sheneskayer would not. Between the Dvar Shmuel and Mechas Chinuch, totally thought made a lot of sense. And then I was just wondering about this to try to defend the Mechas Chinuch, and this needs work. But could there be a difference between when the Torah is actively mafkia you from a chov versus when you were just never in the chov to begin with? Right? There's a din prati here. The Torah is saying tame and derech rechoka, they do not, they're out of Pesach Rishon. Could, you know, it's like dichoy meikar versus nir v'nircha.
They have a shame. There's a
chalos hafgan. A prati one, as opposed to a klali one. Exactly. So it's still hard to plug it into the Parish of Mishnayos, where it just sounded like it is the reality of kares or not that should make the difference. But I was wondering if that's still something you could somehow say, and maybe that would work for the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, just two small points. We'll close with this. Just, you know, nuggets to know about. Just know the Gaonim, the Bahag, and Rav Sadia Gaon, they count one mitzvah to bring the Pesach Sheni. The Rambam counted four mitzvahs: bringing the Pesach Sheni, eating the Pesach Sheni, Shviras Etzem, and Lina. Rav Avram and Rambam explains that they only that the Rambam counts all four because those are Mefurish Bekra. But it's interesting, the view of the Gaonim seems to be all the Pratim of the Pesach Sheni are identical to the Pesach Rishon, and therefore we're not going to count separate mitzvos for Achila or Shviras Etzem or Lina. But Pesach Sheni itself is different din because it's din Hakrava is Yudal B'Iyar as opposed to Yudalid B'Nisan. But as we talk about the Ofen Achila and Mitzvah Shebagufa and Sliyesh and Matzah, that's important for us to remember this machlokas between Rashi, between the Rambam and the Gaonim, whether to count a separate mitzvah for Achila Pesach Sheni. And last point is just a Kali point. The Rambam paskins like Rebbe. So one of Rav Daniel Abavli's questions, one of the Rebbe's questions was, this should be Rebbe against Chaverav. And we only pass in like Rebbe against Chavero. But here, Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi and Rabbi Hananya are both arguing with Rebbe. So one reason why the Rambam would reject that premise is he thinks that these are really three totally different shitos. Right? It's not Rebbe versus Chaverov, it's one and one. You get the sense in Rav Daniel HaBavli versus Rav Ben Rambam that Rav Daniel HaBavli thinks that Rav Hananya and Rav Nassan are closer and Rav Ben Rambam thinks they're farther apart. But Rifi Eger quotes over here, he says, look at Alecha Mishnah in Tmid and Musafin, and this becomes like a meta question. When we have a din that we pask in like X versus Chaveiro, so what happens when it's versus Chaveiro, but it's because everyone has different reasons? So do we say on the one hand, look, at the end of the day, he's the minority, and therefore we will apply the halacha of Rebbe versus Chaveiro, you know, Rabbi Akiva versus Chaveiro, which I think is the piece that Rabbi Akiva is quoting, or will we say, no, Rebbe v'Chaveiro is only when it's 2-on-1. But if it's 1-1-1, then we're going to say that these are Chaveiro. So this is a broader machlokas, and the Rambam here, according to Rikiv Eger, according to, according to Lecha Mishnah, is taking a stance on that. So it's good for us to know. Okay, shkach, everybody.